Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Again,
to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministry. I'm your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and our co-host is helping us on today and have been doing a fantastic job for weeks. Amen. And that's none other than Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. We welcome you once again. And stay tuned for the rest of the week. I believe God have a word for us that will be coming from the speakers and whomever he deemed to give the word on this week. Again, I said you're listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Amen. And also our mailing address, we'd love to hear from you if you have any praise reports or any testimonies or anything you'd like to share with our listening audience. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Once again, that's newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. And you can also write us at P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Thank you very kindly. I tell you, God has been dealing with us, and I just want to say again, I wish all of the fathers had a beautiful, happy Father's Day on today. And we're back today, and we thank God for giving us an opportunity to be back on the line again. I'm going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with a word of prayer for us on today, and we're going to get right on into the word of God for this afternoon. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Yes, praise the Lord, everybody on the line. It's just a blessing and an honor that Evangelist Bernard would ask me to bring the prayer forth to his precious people and saints. And I thank Jesus Christ that he opened up this broadcast, that he may found me worthy of bringing forth the prayer. If I've said or done anything, Lord Jesus, that was against your precious stone, I repent. Because we don't want the word or the prayers of your saints or your royal family or your blessed people, because all souls are yours, to be hindered. We want it to go forth, and we want you to minister to each and everybody that you feel like is need to. You know each and every one of our requests. You know each and every one of our address. You know each and everything about us. You know about our families. You know about whether we're single, whether we're married, whether we have children, whether we have husbands. We just thank you, and single mothers too, because you said all souls are yours and you love them. But we just pray and we praise you this afternoon for allowing us to be on this broadcast that you have deemed, you have set up, that your word from heaven may come down and minister to our hearts and souls and minds. And if anybody need a change of heart or a change of mind, Lord, stay tuned, because you have a rhema word to cleanse us out from the inside out. That's what we desire most of all in our lives, to be cleansed from the inside to the outside, that they may see your light and glorify Jesus, which is in heaven, that they will know assuredly that we are God's people and that he has sent us to minister, to witness, to seek, and to save the lost, that they may be found in his royal family with his baptized believers in Jesus Christ in the head of the apostles. And he filled you with the Holy Ghost power, because he said, told his disciples, I go away, but I will send you a comforter. Hallelujah. Yes. That will lead and guide you into all truth. And we just praise you today, Lord Jesus, because your word is yea and amen. What you said you will do, and you said you will come quickly. You told us to write the vision down when you talked to us and make it plain on tablets that it may come forth as you have deemed it to do. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless each and every saint that you have allowed to come on this broadcast, because they only can come by when you said, if we lift you up, that you will draw all men unto you. So we know for a fact that you are drawing this line. We know for a fact that you have called out Evangelist Bernard to be the founder and the host of New Destiny Ministry and a time of reflection. We know that you allow her to call out your words, not hers, put on this broadcast of whatever she wants to say, but it comes from heaven, from above, down to your precious people on this earth, that we may be delivered, that we may be sanctified, that we may be healed, that we may go seek you, and that we may, that you may prosper us in every walk of our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you for keeping us all weekend. We thank you for the fathers that the nation have decided to honor. We thank you for the grandfathers. We thank you for the extended fathers that's in different lives that have helped your children to grow and be taught the way that you wanted to go, far as the Bible, that they walk in holiness, hallelujah, and seek your face and call you while you near. You say, call on you while you near, because you will answer us and you will tell us, here I am, children. Just ask me for what you will, and if you live this life, that you will fulfill it. Hallelujah, and you say, not henceforth days. So we thank you and we praise you, and we thank you for this word coming. I thank you that you'll find me worthy to come forth and pray to your people, before your people. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless, protect, guide, and direct, and you can go where we can't go, because you know the hairs on our head, you know the address we at, you know the families you have set us in, and you know the trials and tests that we are going through. And you said that you will answer speedily, and that you will heal, you will deliver, and you will send prosperity in every one of us. And we just thank you and praise you for your precious royal family of baptized believers, in Jesus' name, full of the Holy Ghost, and your precious people that you're calling in. We thank you and we praise you, and we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, because we love you and we want to walk by faith and not by sight. And be obedient to your will and your word. Hallelujah. And we want you to stir it inside of our heart, that we may have a changed heart with a changed mind, and seeking your face daily, that we may do your will and your way. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Ruby. What an awesome prayer. Hallelujah. That one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless the Lord on today, God. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his kindness. We thank him for his great grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him for renewed mercies on today. Lord, we bless you today, God. We thank God for Sister Ruby. We thank God for all of our listeners on today. Amen. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Didn't have anything. This morning, but as the day progressed, the Lord began to speak. Hey, glory to God. And I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank God for speaking to me. Hallelujah. I thank him for opening up his word unto me. I thank him for just being so kind that he would even entrust me with the word to say to his precious people. Hallelujah. I don't take it for granted. Every day that I rise, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. For I know that all of my help, it comes from the Lord. Amen. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. And as I was walking today, I just began to think about, hallelujah, how we get overwhelmed. And the Bible say, David say, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock. Lead me to a rock, Lord. Lead me to a place of strength. Lead me to a place where I can be hidden, hallelujah, hidden in your word, hidden in the cleft of that rock. And we all know that rock is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless him today. God, for standing on the rock. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. And as we begin to look, the Lord dropped this thought in my heart today. Lay aside every weight. God, I bless you. That's what he gave me for this week. Lay aside every weight. And I didn't have a lot of time to commune with God. Hallelujah. But I said, Lord, what are you trying to say to us in this hour? And he took me to Hebrews. I went to Hebrews, as he said, lay aside every weight. Hey, God, and as I began to walk this morning, and I saw some people walking, and they had some weights in their hands as they was walking. Hallelujah. As I began to think about that, I said, okay, and got back home and began to just study a little bit and look into the Word. So we want to invite your attention for a short space of time to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And we're going to read, verses 1 through 3. Amen. And it reads as such, and this is our destiny focus for the week. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight. And this verse, this first verse in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, and we're going to skip around a little bit today as the Lord leads us. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for this word today, God. We're asking you to open up our understanding, God. We're asking you to encourage somebody. We're asking you to strengthen somebody. We're asking you to inspire someone. We're asking you to empower someone to know, hallelujah, that every way, if we lay it aside, you will give us the correct vision. You will lead us in the right way, God. So, Father, we're asking you to anoint this word today. Anoint your servant to speak with some clarity, God. Hallelujah. To speak under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. And not our will, but, Lord God, we're asking your will to be done. And let us decrease where you can increase, God. Hallelujah. Where you can get the glory out of this message. And somebody would be inspired, and somebody would be encouraged, and somebody would be strengthened, and that their spirits would be lifted on today. And even me, God, we know the word, it touched and it hit the messenger first in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. And this first verse said, and this is where we taking our thought way aside every way. This first verse says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, as we look at this first verse, we'd have to go back into chapter 11 to get a real good understanding, and you all can read that in your own leisure, where it talked about faith, and it talked about the patriarchs of old. It talked about Abel. It talked about how he offered a more excellent gift unto the Lord. It even talked about Enoch, how he was translated. It talked about Noah. It talked about Father Abraham. It talked about Jacob and Esau, and talked about Jacob when he was dying, and talked about his son Joseph. It even talked about the faith of Moses. God, I tell you, and it talked about the faith of the patriarchs. It talked about how they went through, how they subdued kingdom, how they wrought righteousness, how they obtained promises, how they stopped the mouths of lies. And it talked about the women. It talked about how the dead was raised. But all of these went through, all of these patriarchs and matriarchs, they went through because they had faith. But even as they went through, God even testified about them that even they went through and they obtained great promises and they had great faith, but they without us would not be made whole. They would not receive the promises without us. They died not having the Holy Ghost. They died not seeing everything that God had promised them, but they died in the faith. So this verse, as we go into 12, it's saying, it's reminding us that as we saw and we read about all of the things that they encountered in verse in chapter 11, it's saying we were compassed about. We have a great crowd of witnesses. What does that mean? That means that somebody has blazed the trail. Somebody have carved the path before us. Amen. Somebody have went before us, Sister Ruby. We have all went through different things. And if you are of this race, we're African Americans. We're known as African Americans. We've been known as Negroes. You know, we have some other. Oh, God, what am I saying? We have some other races of people that come on the line with us, and we don't discriminate because we all are sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, but we were all born into different races, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we came from different backgrounds. But I tell you, once you have tasted of this Holy Ghost, once you have tasted of these promises that God has given us, then we can go on and we can be perfected. We can move into what God would have for us, but we can't do it without laying aside some of these weights, some of these prejudices, some of these discriminations, some of these hang-ups, some of these pet peeves that we have, some of our emotions that we allow to just take us away. Amen. So I say, Lord, what are you trying to say to us today? And that's when he took me to this these verses right here in Hebrews chapter 12. He said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about, we have had some great cloud of witnesses in chapter 11. He said, now let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We are still in a race, people of God, and we have to run this race with patience. We have to run this race with a spirit of excellence on our life. We have to run this race knowing that, guess what, there is a crown of righteousness that is laid up before us. But we won't receive the crown until we get rid of some of these things that are offsetting us, some of these things that are causing us to feel bad, some of these things that are causing us to miss the mark. We all know that in a race, sometimes when you look at these marathons, you see every one of them have a number. They have been assigned a number. Amen. And as they go through these marathons and go through these races, and they go through the set order and the set direction and the set distance that they have to compete in, somebody is going to receive a prize. Somebody's going to receive a prize. Everybody in the marathon don't receive the same prize. They all have different prizes. And I just believe that when we cross the finish line, when this life is over and we have run this race, that the Bible said there is a crown waiting for us. There's a crown. Now, some of us going to receive some different crowns. Some of us may have some jewels in our crown, but we have to lay aside the weights. Hallelujah. We have to lay aside. And when I look at that word lay, I say, what are you saying, Lord? He said lay. To lay something is to place something in a particular place or a position. You know, like sometimes we may lay out our clothes. We get them ready. We get them prepared. So the Lord is telling us today that we got to lay some things aside. And when we put it aside, we're putting it in a special place. We're putting it in a place where we'll remember where it is. We can go right back and put our hands on it. And then when I looked at that word, every mean anything, any and all, everything. So when I looked at that word weight, I said, what are you talking about? Well, we're talking about today, we're not just talking about measures and lengths and distance. We're talking about anything that would weigh you down. If it's something that you have to get rid of, then you got to get rid of it. If it's something that's causing you to miss the mark, then you have to get rid of it. And when I looked at that word weight, I began to say, well, Lord, we have so many weights. And that's why we're burdened down, because we're holding on to these weights. But the Lord is saying to us today that we got to get rid of these weights. We got to get rid of frustrations. We got to get rid of disappointments. We got to get rid of things that's in our flesh that's causing us to miss the mark. We got to get rid of envying. We got to get rid of jealousy. We got to get rid of backbiting and gossiping. We got to get rid of all of these weights that offset us and keep us at war with one another, keep us in conflict every day with one another. Hallelujah. I said, lay aside every weight. What are you saying, God? I'm not innocent. I have some weights that I have to get rid of. Hallelujah. We did not. But nobody on this line today have endured the afflictions that those patriarchs endured in chapter 11. Have any of us been beheaded? Have any of us been stoned? Have any of us been cut asunder? Hallelujah. Have any of us been thrown in the fiery furnace? I know when the trials and the tests and the tribulations come, I know that we feel like we're in a fire. We feel like we're in that fiery furnace, but we're not. Because he said these light afflictions are only for a moment. They're only for a moment, people of God. They're only for a moment. But let's go back. Hallelujah. It says, let us lay aside every weight, the weight and the sin, which doth so easily beset us. It's causing us to miss the mark. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. If we don't consider how Jesus endured that cross, if we don't consider that he is the author and the finisher of our faith, hallelujah, and that he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, we're going to be upset. We're going to be men most miserable. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you today, God. Now let us turn. Glory to God. I bless you today. Let us turn to 2 Corinthians. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Oh, God. He's saying today, let us lay aside every weight. Get rid of some of these things. Because when we get ready to take our flight, we can't take any of this stuff with us. We have to get to the Ruby say, if I repent when she prayed of anything I've said, anything I've thought, anything I've done, we have to repent every day and take the prayer of David and say, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Lord God, whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Oh, God, let's look at 2 Corinthians. Lord, I bless you today, God. Didn't know which way you were going with this. But by and by, I'm seeing it. By and by, 2 Corinthians, and I hope you have your Bible with you today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, chapter 4, we're going to go to verse 8. Hallelujah. No, let's start at 6. Let's start at verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So we have this treasure in these earthen vessels, but God is not looking for us to build up our treasure in earthen vessels. He said that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now listen, these are the key verses that we're trying to get to. Verse 8 says, for we are troubled on every side. There's going to be trouble all around us. The scriptures say we're troubled on every side. Every side. When we look, when we turn on the TV, there's trouble. When we listen to the news, there's trouble. When we open up our doors and we go out into the world, we get in different climates and different atmospheres. We can see trouble. We see it, we sense it, we smell it. We feel trouble in the air. The Bible says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. What are you saying? The trouble is going to come, but our hope is in Christ Jesus. We can't let the trouble distress us. We cannot worry and fret and stay up all times of night because of trouble. The songwriter said, trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble. I have to sigh sometimes. It says I lay awake at night. but that's all right. Well, it's not all right, because we shouldn't have to lay awake all night. We should be able to have some peace when we call on the name of Jesus. Ah, you might say that's easy for you to say, Sister Abel. No, it's not, because I toss and turn sometimes because of trouble. The Bible tells me trouble is on every side. But to be not distressed, don't be distressed because of the trouble. Give it to Jesus. Give it to him. And if we really give it to him, then we wouldn't worry anymore. We wouldn't fret anymore. We wouldn't have to resort to other means when we trust God. Lord, I don't know who this message is for today and why you gave us this. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight. Oh, it's a hard thing to believe that you have a friend, and then you find out the friend that you thought you had is really not your friend. When you find out, hey, somebody has betrayed a trust, it penetrates to the marrow of the bone. But we got to know that the Bible said weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. We got to know that we have a friend that will stick by us closer than a brother. We have to put all of our trust, all of our confidence in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said he will be the friend that stick it to us closer than a brother. It's a sad statement today that we can't look to one another for support. It's a sad state today that we can't call on our brothers and sisters to pray for us without having any ulterior motives. It's a sad state that we're living in when we have the power to bind in the loose. We have the power to lay hands on the sick. We have power, hallelujah, to cast out evil spirits. We have power to declare and decree. We have power to denounce. We have power, hallelujah, to use this word to bring life, to every day situation. Ah, God, I bless you today. He said, but we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Hallelujah. We are perplexed. What you saying, Sister Adrian? This is the Bible saying this. This is Paul saying this. Apostle Paul said, we are perplexed. What are you saying? We're confused sometimes in our mind. Hallelujah. We're puzzled, and we don't know which way to go. Sometimes, hallelujah, because of the life that we're living, because of all the cares of this life, we get perplexed, and we don't know which way to turn. Oh, but I thank God for a Savior today. He said, we're not in despair. All is not lost. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. What are you saying to us, Jesus? When this trouble comes, when our minds are distorted, when we're a little shaken up and rattled, and we don't know which way to go, he said, you're not in despair. Because you can call on me. I have a 24-hour line, 365 days of the year, every minute of the day, every hour of the day, every day in the month, every month in the year. I always have an attentive ear to those that are laying aside aside the weights. We got to lay aside these weights, Sister Ruby. We can't take them to sleep with us. We can't embrace them and put them in our bed. We can't dwell on these things all day, every day. It'll kill us. Hallelujah. The Bible said we're perplexed, Paul said. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Verse 9 said we're persecuted. Oh, you're going to be persecuted for the name of Jesus. If you decided to take on that name, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be slandered. You're going to be ridiculed. Hallelujah. Folks is not going to like you. They're not going to hear you. When they hear you, they want you to shut up. Persecuted. Look at the patriarchs of old in chapter 11, how they were persecuted. But Paul said, we're not forsaken. What are you saying? Persecution shall come. But just know that God have already made a way for you to escape, because he said we're not forsaken. God will not forsake us. He said when our mother and our father forsake us, he'll take us up. God will take us up and put us in his bosom. Sometimes our mother and our father persecute us and send us through some unnecessary trauma. But know that we're not forsaken. For this too shall pass. These situations, they're going to come. But this too, the Bible says, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down. We're going to be cast down in our spirit sometime. Hallelujah. We're not going to always walk on flowery days of ease. Cast down. Feeling like you're all alone. Feeling like there's nobody that cares. Nobody that loves you. Nobody that understands what you're going through. Cast down. Cast down. Cast down in our spirits. Cast down in the way we think. Cast down in our emotions, how we feel sometimes, how we do things, our perspective on certain matters. It may not be from your standpoint and your viewpoint, but it may be from something else. Hey, God, cast down. Cast down. But not destroyed. Sometimes trouble come upon us, and we're sometimes situation things happen that can throw us off and cause us to be cast down, cause us to feel so unimportant, cause us to feel so unloved. And most times it's from those that we have taken into our bosom, those that we have loved, those that we have cried and sacrificed and fasted and prayed for. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. But the Bible says we're cast down, but you're not destroyed. Cast down, but not destroyed. Cast down, but not destroyed. Oh, people of God, the Lord wants us to look to him. He wants us to look to him. He wants us to continue to look to him. He don't want us to look to the bigger things. Hallelujah. He wants us to lean and depend on him. Proverbs said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Our path. Lay aside. Lay aside every weight, all of our differences, all of these things we argue and get into it with one another about on a daily basis. People of God, we're in a race. We're in a race. And to get this race completed, to get to the finish line, we better get rid of all of these weights that's weighing us down. Hallelujah. You don't see these runners running with all of these weights. The weight is going to weigh you down. You won't have any strength. Hey, look at Jesus. How they marched him through the street. They marched him through the street. And they had the cross. He had to bear that cross. Oh, that was a heavy cross. That was a heavy cross that Jesus had to bear. Are we bearing the cross that Jesus bared? People of God, he was whipped with many stripes. And he still had to walk. He had to go to Golgotha Hill. Oh, God. I know that cross was heavy. And I know some of your crosses are heavy. Oh, but they're not heavier than the cross that Jesus bared. He bared our cross that we might be redeemed, that we can have some peace, that we, hallelujah, would receive a crown of righteousness. Oh, God, we bless you today. Thank you for that cross. Today, I just want to encourage somebody and let them know. Lay aside that weight. Lay aside that sin that's so easily beset. Oh, because God knows us. He knows our downsetting, and he knows our uprising. He knows everything there is to know about Adrian. There's nothing hidden from him. He knows when I'm feeling good. He knows when I'm feeling bad. He knows when I'm up. He knows when I'm down. He knows every thought that enters into my mind before it even comes. Ah, we're talking about laying aside these weights. Lay aside every weight. Lay it aside, people of God. It's not worth it. Hallelujah. I don't think anything in anybody is worth my salvation. Oh, God, if it was worth my salvation, I would have gave in a long time ago. But it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's time to get ready, people. We got to get ready to take our flight. We got to get ready to take our flight. We got to get ready, hallelujah, to let this shell go to our property. Hallelujah. But the soul is going to go back to the God that gives it. Yay, glory to God. It's going back to the God that gives it. Tomorrow, somebody, as I was watching these finals, and I heard one of them say, I heard LeBron James say, he know there is a tomorrow. Well, who told you there's a tomorrow? Jesus could crack the sky today, and there won't be no tomorrow. There's a tomorrow for those that have made their peace calling and their election sure. Oh, God, help us to work on these weights. Help us to get rid of these weights. Help us to get rid of the sin that so easily beset us, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah. As we turn to Ecclesiastic, and I'm going to wrap this up because the Lord done said everything he needs to say. Ecclesiastic, oh, God. No, let's go right here while we're here. Woo! Jesus, God, I bless you today. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2 and 19. I'll read it for you if you're not able to go there quickly. It says, nevertheless, we're going to read this all the way down. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Then it says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself, we gotta purge ourselves daily from these, it says he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also, he said, get rid of youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. They that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions, the scripture is saying, Paul is telling Timothy, avoid it, knowing that they do gender strikes. So put aside this foolishness. Put aside these questions, unlearned questions. It said avoid it, knowing that they do work gender strikes. Male and female, we gonna get into it about all kinds of things that we feel should be discussed. Some of it ain't even worth you wasting your breath to even ask about. Verse 24 says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle. We must not strive with one another, but be gentle. This is not my word. I'm giving you scripture to let you know this is not something I put together. The Lord led me to these scriptures, and it's for to help us. It says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. God gives us a chance to repent. He gives us a chance to recover ourselves out of the snares of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. And the last scripture, higher the Messiah, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Oh, glory to God. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, reads as thus. Thank you, Jesus. It said, I returned. This is Solomon, King Solomon said. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of. But it says time and chance happening to them all. There's a time and a season for all things, people of God. But we got to remember that we got to lay aside these weights. Lay them aside. Hallelujah. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But all due diligence we owe to God. We owe due diligence to God. But remember, the Lord Jesus said, behold, I come as a thief in the night. I come as a thief in the night. No man know the day or the hour that the Son of God shall appear. That's why every day let us make a commitment that every day, Lord, I want to lay something aside. Every day, Lord, I want to see something that will cause me to say, I don't need this in my life. Lay aside the weight. Lay them aside, people of God. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And he said, behold, I have my reward with me. When I come, I've already got a reward with me. With me. I don't know about you all, but I'm working on my soul salvation with fear and trembling. Help me to get to that finish line, God. I don't want to run this race and not receive the prize. I don't want all of my sacrifices to be in vain. I don't want my labor to be in vain. Do you want your labor to be in vain? I don't want the sacrificing that I'm making to serve God, the sacrifice that I make to do ministry. And then when I stand before God, he said, get thee behind me, for I never knew you. Hallelujah. Are we working to obtain a crown? Are we working to please the master? Are we working to hear him say, well done? Well, if we're working to do that, then we need to lay aside these weights. Lay them aside. Lay them aside. People are going to hurt you every day. People are going to talk about you every day. But go back and encourage yourself in 2 Corinthians 4. Go back and encourage yourself and know, hallelujah, know what God has said in his word about you. Know that you're troubled on every side, but you're not distressed. Know that you're perplexed, but you're not in despair. Know that you're going to be persecuted, but you're not forsaken. Know that you're going to be cast down, but you won't be destroyed. Lay the weights aside, people, today. Lay them aside. I heard one of the bishops say, when he preached the message, he said, brethren, let us not just bury the axe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, we bury the hatchet. We bury the hatchet. He said, but we leave the handle up. He said, but today bury the hatchet and the handle. If you bury the whole tool, then you don't have to worry about being resurrected. But when we bury the hatchet and the handle is left up, then we can go back and revive that thing. We can go back and resurrect that thing. Hallelujah. People of God, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, and I don't know about you. I'll make a birthday this month. I'll be 59 years old. I've been in this thing, serving, and walking with the Lord almost 30 years. almost 30 years, and I can tell you, all of these different attributes and all of the different things we describe today that's in our members, I've experienced them all. I've experienced them all. Ah, people say, oh, I've been in here 30 years. I ain't never told a lie. I never did nothing. I've been in the church. Well, I can't, that's not my testimony. I've done some things that I shouldn't have done. I've said some things that I shouldn't have said. I went some places that I shouldn't have gone. Ah, glory to God. Oh, yes, because the Bible said we all have sinned and fallen short. Nobody is perfect. Ah, we're striving to be saved by grace, and that by the grace of God. We're saved by grace. We ain't no perfect people. We all are striving to get to the master. We all are striving to get to that place in Christ Jesus. But even when we get there in that place, how the devil, the enemy, he told Christ, he told the Lord, he said, I'm going to and fro, seeking whom I made the vow. Seeking whom I made the vow. I wish I could go back, hallelujah, to my 30s and implement some of the things that I know now. But we're not given that opportunity. You have to start from the place where you were first enlightened. God ain't going to hold us responsible for our ignorance. But the things that we know, he said, to them that know to do good and do it and not, to them is damnation. You know the right thing to do. You know how to forgive. You know how to let go. You know how to ignore. You know how to put things aside. Come on. That's what he told me to tell us today. And as I'm telling it to you today, I'm speaking it in my spirit also. I got to get some weights I got to lay aside. There's some weights I have to lay aside if I want to see Jesus. That isn't easy. Nobody said it would be easy. The songwriter said, I don't feel no way tied. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. But I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Nobody can tell me that God brought me this far to forsake me. He said I'm going to be cast down. Paul said we would be cast down. But he said I won't be destroyed. And I thank God because of the hope that I have in Christ Jesus. Because of that hope, it caused me to know that I'm going to rise again. Songwriter saying, I will rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Even the saints of old, when the trumpet is sound, the Bible say the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And them that remain are going to be caught up to meet him in there. I'm looking for the rapture. I'm looking to be raptured out of here. Oh, hallelujah. I'm looking to be raptured out of here. God. Oh, God. I bless you today, Jesus. I thank you for all of our listeners today. I hope somebody make up their mind today to lay aside some of those weights. Lay them aside, people of God. If we don't lay them aside, they're going to kill us. If we don't lay them aside, they're going to destroy us. If we don't lay them aside, we're going to be miserable. If we don't lay them aside, we won't get the blessings of the Lord. Because the Bible says the blessings of the Lord, they make it rich, and they added no sorrow. Quit striving for all of these things that ain't about nothing. They're not about nothing. Houses and land, they're all going to pass away. Because if the Lord don't build the house, we're laboring in vain at building. All of this stuff is going to perish. All of this stuff is going to be done away with. Oh, but you better hide this word. Ah, David said, a word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Lord, I don't want to sin against you. I want to see you. I want to see you in the beauty of what I know you'll be, God. I want to look upon your face. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Dare to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, I'm free at last, ever to rejoice. Ah, God, oh, I want to see him. Do you want to see him today? If you do, I'm encouraging you to lay aside every, not a weight, not some weight, not many weights, but lay aside every weight. I don't care what it is. Get rid of it today. Get rid of it today. And if you don't get rid of it today, ask the Lord to help you. The thought preparing you to get rid of it. God will prepare you. God will give you strength to get rid of it. Ah, bless you today, God. It's back into your hands, Sister Ruby. Woo, glory to God. I bless you, Lord. I bless you today, Jesus.
Amen. It's a blessing.
Ah, God, I bless you.
We're going to.
Jesus is coming.
This word has been anointed. This move through the Spirit. We're going to the switchboard. We have an unknown number, been on a while. Let's go here. 303-5009. Are you there? 303-5009. Welcome to have anything.
I'm sorry. I'm woman of God. It's 302.
You're 302?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. I see you were on for a while. Can we have your name? I think you're new on the broadcast. Can we have your name?
I was on here a couple of days ago. My name is Natour LaCop.
Okay, I'm not sure. But anyway, can we get your name?
Yes. My name is Natour LaCop, and I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, Wilmington, Delaware. Did you have anything you would like to add or say?
Well, yes, ma'am. I just thank the woman of God for that word on today, because while I was sitting on this line listening to her, she was really ministering to me.
Ooh.
And my TV was off because I wanted to, you know, everything to be solid in my house. And I turned the TV on, and I like to listen to Rob Parsley. And when I turned Rob Parsley on, he had the same thing on there, the same scripture that she came out of.
Mm-hmm.
When I turned the TV on, the same scripture that she had from Hebrews, the 12th chapter.
Oh.
And he was ministering about the same you're giving the same word that she was giving us on today.
My God. Well, we certainly thank you for tuning in. You said Latoya?
Natour LaCop, yes, ma'am.
Natour LaCop, God bless you. Thank you, sweetheart. We pray that this word was ministering as effectively and as powerfully as it can. God said his word would not go out and return into him, Lord. It would accomplish that which he sent it to do. So we thank you for tuning in with us again today. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you too.
Confirmation, confirmation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, we go on to Sister Kimmy. Praise the Lord, Sister Kimmy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Kimmy?
Tammy.
Cammy, whatever. You know I'm getting it wrong. Cammy? Sister Cammy? Praise the Lord. We'll come back to her. Sister Cammy? Okay, we'll come back to her.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, we're going to go to Sister Trees.
Yes, praise the Lord. Woman of God, that was very awesome and timely. And for me, that was an on-time message because, you know, you get in a place to where you get an understanding of God and who you are and how responsible we have to be for our walk and what we're representing. We're representing the King, you know. Yes. And we're going to be attacked, as you said, we're going to be attacked. And how real is this walk with God to you? You know what I'm saying? And so we have to, he gives us guidelines. He gives us this Bible to keep us. You when you were speaking, you spoke of every situation, every circumstance that may come up against you, that in God's word, he has something there to comfort you, to uplift you, to you know, elevate you. And as you were going on and on, I said, thank you, Jesus, because today was a very trying day. Well, it wasn't trying because I know who I am in Christ, you know, but how people will try to lie on you or will lie on you and create things that, you know, that are not so of you. But I'm going to hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle.
Oh,
you know, and I was struggling, I was pressing, and before I got on the line, I said, God, I said, I got to get in this word. So he gave me scriptures to read, and I came to, in my spirit, I said, thy word is like a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, getting into this word, he's going to show you the right way to go. And so I just really love you. You're so obedient, being so obedient to God today. I love you, and God bless you. Oh, I'm excited, elated. I don't know what to say. I've been uplifted and just overjoyed in this word. God bless you.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Hey, hey. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God.
God is, you know, and I talked with Sister Ruby a little bit earlier, and just getting off the Lord, what are you? You know, when you sometimes we have some things we want to convey, but what we want to convey is not always what God for us to do at that time, and that's why we have to take counsel with God. We have to communicate. We have to have an encounter with God, and that's the only way you can get a fresh word. I admit, I said, Lord, Sister Faithful, call me. I think about 11 something, and I didn't have nothing, so I waited a little while. I was in this word. I said, God, what have you said?
Jesus.
And he said, lay aside.
Thank you.
Lay
Jesus.
Aside, Adrian. Lay it aside. Lay it aside.
I thought every way. Every way.
Every way. There's nothing in this world is more precious than seeing Jesus. There's nothing in this world more. Our children, my grandchildren, they're not precious to me. They're the Lord Jesus Christ. God saved me. If he wouldn't have saved me, if he wouldn't have spared my life, I wouldn't have even had strength to bring forth. I wouldn't have been able to have strength to travail and birth any children out of my loins. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we don't even look at that. And it's so critical because women, we're very fragile. And do you know, when you go in to give birth, you ain't guaranteed to come out that hospital. Sometimes women have given birth and they died in bearing the child. Hallelujah. It's a very critical time. So when God gives us children, it's not for us to build them. It's for us to appreciate them. It's for us to love on God and tell him thank you. We don't have to wait to let them to give God God that we serve, he's so loving and he's so kind. He keeps on doing great things for us.
Hallelujah. Evangelist, can I say this? If anybody that's on the line that know me and I've done anything wrong to you, I ask that you forgive me. And may God continue to bless you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Back to you, Sister Ruby. Great. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Woo, Jesus. This word.
Praise the Lord. We're going to Sister T. Sister T.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Bless you, Sister T. God bless you today.
God bless you. Thank you for having me on today, because I'm just going to be very honest. The last couple of weeks, I just see me being distracted by things that's going on around me. And I'm just going to be honest with myself and be honest with God that haven't been doing the things that I know he want me to do, because I've been involved in some distractions that aren't of God. And
all
I just had a chance yesterday, you know, as everybody was celebrating Father's Day, and the Lord just had me allow me to look at myself. And he said, I called you for a purpose. I called you out of the darkness for a purpose and not to be distracted by people. So I just I thank God for that word that came on today, because I find myself, I'm going to lay aside every weight, just like you said. And I thank you for that word. He started speaking to me actually last night when I got back from out of town. And he's like, don't you have a call on your life?
Yeah.
You know, you can't live like you used to live. You can't even associate with people that you used to associate with. You are different, a peculiar person. So I thank you, Evangelist. And this is all helping me with my walk with Christ. And it's just confirming that God had already spoken to me last night. So I appreciate you, Evangelist. Thank you.
Wow, you know what? Open the Bible, say open confession is good for the soul. So we're standing in agreement with you right now, Sister T. And everything that you're going through, everything that you are confronting and having to deal with on a daily basis, we're praying God's protection on you. We're praying that the blood will cover you, and we're praying that God will give you strength to stand. He said the Bible says after you done everything, stand therefore. You stand, sister. Stand and keep on praising and worshiping God. Keep on standing on his promises, because he haven't forgotten you, Sister T. He knows God knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows how much you can bear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when the tempter comes, God said he'll make a way for you to escape. So you keep on saying, hallelujah, God is going to shield you, he's going to protect you, and he's going to keep you, because he is a keeper. And anybody that want to be kept, God is able to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Sister Albertine?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Evangelist.
Can you hear me?
I came on like the last 10, 15 minutes of it, but I got what I needed to get. It was confirmation. And also because I've been dealing with the people with my car lot, dealing with the people with my home, and sometimes it gets a little frustrating because of how people speak to you. But we got to always remember that we are children of God and that we have to be careful, because you know, the enemy will send people to say things that will push your button, especially if you're going through a lot of stress. You know, it could be with the kids. It could be a whole lot of things. And just that one thing they say to you can push you over the edge. But then that's when you have to really remember who you are in Christ, remember who you authority that you have over the situation, and know that God has already got it done. Because remember, when you're a child of God, people are going to talk about you. The kingdom in heaven suffers violence, but the violence takes it by force. So every day we're on the battlefield, we have to armor up with the Word of God. That's why in the morning we have to get up and praise and worship God and put that armor on, which is his word, so that when we go through the day, you don't have people all day that's going to try you, test you, family members, friends. On Friday, the guy called me about my car, and he said some mean and nasty things, demanded me to do this and that. And I said, you know what? Praise the Lord. I'm going to hang this phone up now because I'm going to deal with you, and you're not going to get to me. And I just let it go, and I told the Lord, you go ahead and handle that. And then Sunday, after I get out of church, I put my dinner on, about to take the boys to the beach. One of my son's friends, not even his mother, her sister, came with a full-on attack. And I let my guard down a little. I went in, said some things I wasn't supposed to, and then I had to catch myself like, Lord, why am I even feeding into this? If I know it's not true, I don't have to explain myself. I texted the girl back and told her, you know, praise, you know, I'm going to be praying for you. Apology, because you don't ever want the sun to go down on your wrath. You want to ask for forgiveness, even if you feel the person's not going to accept it, even if you feel the person is going to throw it up in your face. It's not about that. What it's about is that being obedient to God, and if God tells you to go back and apologize, it's for a reason.
All right.
Sometimes you don't want to do it, but you got to do it. You got to. And then it's not for what they think, it's for God. It's for who you are in Christ. So that message is right on time because, you know, I believe that, you know, Lord spoke to me and says, you don't have to worry about these things. It's just an attack, and don't let it distract you from where I'm trying to take you. It's a distraction. So I thank you so much for that word. It was very powerful. It was right on time, and I needed to hear that because that's just confirmation of God always confirms his word. So that was confirmation, and I thank you so much. It was powerful. I love you. I love you guys that's online. And if I've said anything to offend anybody online, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. You know, and I thank the Lord. Thank you so much, Evangelist Bernard. Once again, another beautiful, beautiful word. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to go through, and I tell you, and God is not going to hold us responsible for what they've done. God is going to hold us responsible for what we do, what we say. And don't need more about them. God's going to take care of them. But we have to make sure, like Sister Albertine said, we have to make sure that we have ourselves right. And we don't just let the sun, as she said, go down on our wrath. We have to be right. And if we are right in what we do, in dealing with people, then God has our back. He'll fight our battle, and we don't have to do anything. God will take that thing and turn it around anyhow for our good. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Albertine. God bless you.
Oh, God bless. We're going to area code 512-1840. Caller.
Yes, amen. Amen. Hi, Evangelist. Hi, Sister Ruby.
Praise the Lord.
Let me just say I love you all. I miss you all. I am just so busy, you guys, and things are, you know, going well. But this is an on-time word, and I just want to say I love everyone, but I want to say, you know, it's so true. Don't repay evil with evil. God has you in a man's ways. Please the Lord. He makes his enemies at peace. But, you know, casting our cares on him, I'm telling you, everyone on this line today has confirmed that they are listening, but they are in order, okay, what you're doing in your lives. And from what Evangelist has imparted into you and what you are as well coming forth to say that you're going to do and vowing to do, but you are walking in, I just pray that God will continue to take everyone higher. What a word, Evangelist, for the part that I was able to catch. God is doing great things even more with New Destinies Ministries over here, and I'm honored that I was able to even come on for that time being and hear everyone, because I've had my own battles and struggles, but it's about our testimony, especially being in the business that I'm in. It's about our testimony, and I know my ways right now are pleasing the Lord, and some people have done me a certain way, but you know what? They're in God's hands, and I don't seek anything from them but to love them, you know what I'm saying, to forgive and move on. God has bigger and better things he's doing for us. Don't waste your time. I'm going to keep saying it to some. Let it go. Let God and focus on your relationship with him. Don't waste your time. What he's doing is more important with your life. I'm sorry. What he's doing. Amen.
Amen. So true. We stay faithful. I tell you, she's our graphic artist and all of the flyers. If any of you all see us on
Facebook and our website. I really thank God for this young lady. She's been a blessing in my life, and she's been a blessing to New Destiny Ministries. And we thank God for it. If you all need any work done, any business cards, flyers, or any other graphic work that you may need done, you can contact her. I have her information, and she can give out her information also. Faithful, would you give them your information? I really just appreciate Faithful. I really do. She's come in our life at such a time as this, and we are thankful for what God, the gift that God has given her to help ministries and to just be supportive of what we're trying to do as we continue to preach and teach this word all over the nation. So God bless you, Faithful. You can give them your information if you choose to at this time.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Evangelist. It's an honor. You know, it's an honor. We really love what we do for you guys and for God's people in the kingdom. Really quick, it's just really simple. You can go to our website. It's www.bpmsservices. That's B as in boy, P as in Paul, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, services.com, BPMS Services. Our main line is 512-436 0611, and we do ministry and company branding all the way across. Amen. We thank God for you, New Destiny Ministries, so much. Amen. I've been blessed today, as always. We love you, Evangelist. We love you, Sister Ruby. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. God bless you. We love you, too, Sister
yes.
Ruby.
Okay. Oh, Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn, are you there? Okay, maybe she's not answering. And Sister Kimmy dropped off, so everybody has came forth on the broadcast of Evangelist Bernard.
Amen. You can come forth and have a word, Sister Ruby, also.
Hello.
Oh, that's Dawn. God bless you, Dawn.
Yeah. I'm driving. I had the phone on mute. I didn't hear. I heard you calling, but I was trying to answer. I forgot I had it on mute.
Amen. Amen. You have any comments? Any prayer requests?
Prayer requests. Well, you know, just keep the family lifted up, and pray for everybody who's down. And I appreciate y'all's prayers. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen. That's my sister, y'all. Down there in Texas. God bless you, y'all.
Okay. Oh, praise the Lord. Did you want to have anything else, Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, we want to just remind everyone, again, we're still looking to sponsor this citywide crusade. So mark your calendars. Remember, September the 5th through the 7th, we're still looking. We're still working on it. So don't forget those dates, September the 5th through 7th. All roads lead to Raleigh, North Carolina. So we want you to remember that. Also, we actually need to visit those of you that would like to hear these messages in their entirety. You can go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. Also, you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries, and you're able to hear all of these messages in its entirety. And again, join us for the rest of this week. We will have some speakers on this week expounding on this Destiny Focus. Lay aside every weight. Invite somebody to come on the line, somebody you may know that may be going through a difficult time, and they just need a word to uplift them and to encourage them. Invite them to come on, or send them to the website or the archives to listen to these messages in their entirety. Remember, we're on Monday through Friday again at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we look forward to seeing you all again. Again, thank God for Sister LaToya out of Wilmington, Delaware, joining us today. And thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for people tuning in to today. And again, all of you all that have tuned in today, we certainly thank God for Sister Ruby manning our switchboard. It's been such a blessing, and she has grown so she can teach somebody else. Now, look how amazing God is. So we thank God for Sister Ruby. We're going to have her to have the last word and to close us out with the word of prayer. Well, let's
I would ask Sister Patrice.
Okay.
Sister Patrice, you there?
Close us out with the word of prayer.
Yes,
we wanted a comment before from you, Sister Ruby, before she closed us out with prayer.
Oh, she didn't answer. It's just truly been a blessing, the word. You know, every time the word comes from above, a rhema word, is just a blessing to examine yourself. And that evangelist, that the Holy Ghost used her mightily today to let us know that we must lay down every weight that so easily beset us. So, you know, I'm always saying that I need to examine myself daily to see that I'm in trying to walk in the word, and I'm always asking the Lord for repentance, no matter if I feel as though I've done it or haven't done it. So the word, like everybody said, has just truly been a blessing. It's hit my heart and my spirit and my mind and my soul to find out, Lord, what am I doing wrong? Take it out of me so that I can stand before you, or not necessarily stand before you right now, but be a witness for your people out there or around you so that my heart can be pure. So thank the Lord so much for the rhema word that you came today, Evangelist Bernard. We know you didn't feel that well, but when the Holy Ghost comes, it strengthens you, it renews you, it gives you the word that you didn't even know you had up there and stored up for a long time. So we just praise and bless the Lord for your ministry and being obedient to Jesus Christ. Amen. I was calling Sister Patrice. Sister Patrice, are you there? Okay, she's not answered. Sister Patrice?
Is Sister Patrice still on the line? Or Albertine?
Sister Albertine? Oh, I got to open her line. Sister Albertine?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, well, you know, we want you to close out with prayer.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm walking in a busy place. I'm about to walk in, so I'm going to have to find you.
That's okay. We'll let you go.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes,
hello. This is Sister Patrice.
Okay.
I apologize,
That's okay. We just want you to close out with prayer if you're able.
Okay. Father God, we come to you with your Son in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we just, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the word that came forth, Lord God, kept laying aside every weight, Lord God. Lord God, it sometimes is not easy for us, but we thank you for your strength, God. Oh, God, we just thank you today, God. And we ask that you go out and bless every listener that is on the line, Lord God. Bless them in a special way, God. You know where they are, God, in you. And you can meet their need. You meet their need right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask that you show a merited favor upon evangelists, Lord God, and Mother Ruby, Lord God, that you continue to bless them, that they may be distributing them to continue to do what you have called them to do, Lord God. And we just so thank you for it and bless you and praise your name for it. All the glory to you, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We're so excited. We thank the Lord for the prayer. And do you have anything else to say, Evangelist Bernard, before we close out?
No, that's it. Thank you all. We'll let you know who's going to be speaking for the rest of the week. So I'll try to text you all tomorrow, the speaker for tomorrow. God bless you all.
God bless everyone. But I know the Lord will make a way by Bishop Patterson. Praise
God. Oh, we just going to have church.
Yeah, praise the Lord, Evander.
Praise the Lord. Can you play Break Every Chain? I don't know if everybody has dropped off, but I just feel like hearing that song, Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobb.
I didn't see it on here. I looked for all of them. Some of them didn't come up, but say, Break Every Chain. I couldn't hear you. I thought you were saying something.
Yeah, it should be it may be at the bottom of the playlist.
Okay, Take Me to Sweet Jesus, the blood. Okay. The Other Shore.
Break Every Chain is by Tasha Cobb.
Oh, it's not on here. You know, Juanita Byman is not on here either. The Other Shore.
Slide Their Power in the Name of Jesus. I may have put it in by that name. Their Power in the Name of Jesus.
I'm looking now. I didn't see before. You said you put 7 or 8 in there. Maybe they went on yours and not came on here.
It may have went in alphabetical order. Sometimes it'll go in alphabetical order. I may have put There's Power in the Name of Jesus.
Okay, let's
Break Everything. If not, God bless you all. Anybody else still on the line?
Sister Patrice? Line is open, but she's probably on mute.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. We were just trying to play another song.
Oh, okay.
But I don't see it, Evander, so it must be on yours and not on his.
Well, I have a song that I wrote. I'd like to sing it for you all. How about that?
Help yourself.
If you don't mind.
No, we don't mind.
It's called Great.
Great.
God, you're great. You are great. That's what you are to me. You are great. We magnify you, Lord, completely. Our Father in heaven, you are great. Our Father in heaven, you are great. Oh, Jesus. We will magnify your holy name as we send up our praises to you. We will continue to look up to the hills from where come from. Woo, Jesus. Give you all the glory for our accomplishments. Oh, God, you are great. That's what you are to me. You are great. We worship you, God, completely. Our Father in heaven, you are great. Excuse me. Our Father in heaven, you are great.
Beautiful.
You alone have set the captive free. Because of your sacrifice, life belongs to me. Now we're not trying to boast or brag. We are just confident in the God we cannot see. You are great. That's what you are to me. You are great. We magnify you, Lord, completely. Our Father in heaven, you are great. Our Father in heaven, you are great.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All the
glory goes to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We said on the line, the Lord wanted us born to see the same now.
Hallelujah. Oh, God,
my
we love you today.
Yes,
I just love you, though. You know,
well, we know the Lord has anointed you, so look out. We
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we bless
I think.
You, Sister Patrice, thank you. You can sing anytime. Let me know. You welcome
okay.
the thing. Oh, yeah,
all right.
Get that voice
God.
And get that name out there.
Amen.
God can open up some doors for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
I thank you. Woo! Thank
okay.
you, Jesus.
What nobody
bless you
Jesus.
All.
What nobody but Jesus, Patricia.
Woo! My God. My God. I'm telling you.
About another song. Normally she'd be ready to get off, and I couldn't find the song, and it was perfect.
Hallelujah.
To go forward.
Amen.
I didn't know. We would have asked her why everybody was on the line. But God knows all things.
Yeah, but we're going
to.
But
so
she's coming
you
on.
You can open up for us tomorrow, Sister Patrice.
Amen.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
You come
okay.
on early. We'll let you open up and close us out with a song and let the people know who you are. God
Amen.
Wants
okay.
God want to get you some exposure.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's your name. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
A holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for
thank
the
you,
gift,
thank
God.
You. I love you all. You guys have a blessed day.
God bless you, too. You have a blessed day, Sister. You're going to call in tomorrow and open up 1 o'clock now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Jesus.
Don't close Amen. Out whenever the all word right. go finish. Amen, Sister Patrice.
Amen.
We got you tomorrow, Tuesday.
Okay. Okay. All right.
God
Hallelujah.
Bless
you. God bless you.
Have a great day.
Okay, we're going to close out Evangelist Bernard. You got anything else to say?
No, good job. You're doing a marvelous work.
No, it's the Holy Ghost because I sure couldn't find no change you called, told me, but the Lord had a ram in the bush.
All right.
All right.
God
I'll
bless
talk,
you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
God bless. I'm going to close out now. Thank you all for being on the line. Oh, the Facebook and Twitter and everything went on. I didn't put it on till. Oh, she done hung up. Okay, God bless everybody. Thank you so much for coming on. We love you. With the love of Jesus. Amen.